This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian and Gar.
And Mark.
You can join us again on our website. All the features there are free. FreeTalkLive.com. We'll take your calls about absolutely anything. Last hour, we talked about education. Gar, you had a shocking story.
Shocking story, yes.
That revealed that across the country, teachers are being caught red-handed in investigations that are showing that they are actually assisting the students at taking their tests, pointing out answers.
The standardized tests on which the schools themselves get rated.
Right, yeah. So they can get a bonus, and it really is just an example of how low these teachers will go, not for the goal of educating kids, but just to make sure that they themselves are taken care of. They are their number one priority. For all of their flowery talk about the children.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with people taking care of themselves, but this goes to show how incentives work and how inefficient the government school system is, that it needs competition. If the best thing that we can come up with is the idea that you need to set standardized tests for teachers, then that failed too.
And
this isn't a solution for making government schools better. You're not going
to
make a system for making government a better solution for making government schools. Better solution. You will not make a good solution for government schools.
They'll just learn whatever the system is and they'll work it.
Yeah.
And this happens all at the same time. All these bad incentives happen at the same time that the teachers are out there saying it's all about the children, it's all about the children, it's all about the children.
And then you've got a situation where you have someone like Lyle call in, as we did at the very end of the hour, who was basically kind of still stuck in, to some extent. He said that he was understanding where we were coming from, but his concern was the sort of the immediate issue in front of, the immediate battle and in front of the school board about who should control sex education and what should be taught and, you know, where the Bible.
This is a philosophy issue between you and the ideas that many people have for, backing up government. You believe in striking at the root. Lyle is interested in trimming some of the branches back, and admittedly, some of the branches he was talking about are ones that I disagree with, you know, I mean.
And I gotta say, you know, at the end of that, call, he did bring up, as Mark says, he does seem to have a difference of opinion regarding the cooperative nature of people, the bulk of people, to be cooperative and resolve their problems in peaceful ways rather than having to employ force and coercion and theft through the legalized government monopoly on force.
But it's just so sad to see so many people spending their time essentially spinning their wheels, because if he and his associates are successful at... All right, so what they're looking at is that the school system in Montana, where he's at, is looking at increasing sex education to kindergarten, so like throughout the entirety of the government education system. Now, I wouldn't want government bureaucrats educating my kids about sex either, but that's not the issue here. The issue isn't what the government schools are teaching. The issue is whether or not they exist at all. And people are spending so much time fighting the opposition within the system. It's such a waste, because if they are successful at having, okay, we're going to repeal this back, they're only going to get taught sex education at fifth grade, or maybe they'll pull it entirely. Maybe sex ed will be yanked entirely and they'll put the Bible back in schools. And that would, of course, excite a lot of people. But that would upset the people that don't want the Bible to be taught in schools, maybe people of other religions, kind of thing.
It's a tug of war, and that's what the government wants you to do.
That's
they
what I'm
want
saying.
You to play tug
it's
of war.
It's a waste of time.
Right. Well, I don't think you're explaining it properly, and that's what I'm trying to explain. It's a tug of war. The government wants you to pick up.
Well, you didn't let me get there.
One of the I said tug of war, and everybody understood. You pick up one end of the rope. You spend your time pulling on the rope. What we need to do is do what the Alexander did with the Gordian knot and cleave the rope in half.
Yeah. Let everybody have the kind of education that they want for their kids. And if you can't get over the idea that you should allow other people to have the kind of education that they want, you're doomed. Because until you can finally say, okay, it's all right with me if somebody teaches their kid about homosexuality, I mean, I may disagree with it, and I don't. I think it's fine to be homosexual. I'm speaking in the terms of someone like Lyle, perhaps. That if somebody like Lyle can come to that conclusion of, it's all right, I'll allow other people to have whatever kind of education they want for their kids, even if it bothers me, I'll allow them to do that. Because I want to be free to have whatever kind of education I want for my kids, and I want them to allow me to have that freedom as well. Until people get to that point, the tug of war will continue. Until both sides are ready, or at least one side is ready to say, no more of this. You guys can just have whatever you want. We're not going to give you any more money. No, you don't get our money either. We're not going to give you our cooperation or our money. That would end it right there. All it would take would be a little bit of courage from a small amount of people, but people are too chicken-esque to do anything. Except for just work within the system. Let's get some school board representatives elected. And then, of course, they just turn it right back around. If you get your way, some other group gets upset. They come in. They redouble their efforts. They take it back. And like you say, Mark, just keeps going on, and it goes on until you're ready to let go completely. It's never going to end. Until you're ready to let go of your desire to tell other people what they need to know, to tell other people what you think they should their kids should be learning.
And hey, if you think that you are capable of getting enough people in your locality to get you voted into office or to change things, or that your ideas really do represent the majority of the ideas, then why do you need government to do this in the first place? Or why are you afraid of letting people
right.
make their own decisions about their own families?
It's a control thing.
That's exactly it. They fear people. People, it seems like there's a two-stage process. One is they'll say, well, yeah, you know, I can see your point, but if we let this go, then kids might fall through the cracks. This might happen in this private system. It's like, look, how much worse could it possibly get?
Right. Kids are falling through the cracks. And this is the explanation I love to tout out, to bring to people. Because I was talking to a friend of mine, definitely on the liberal sort, who was talking about, well, you know, there are situations where parents can't be left to homeschool their own kids because, well, there are some bad parents out there that don't think that education's a good idea. And it may very well be true. I'm sure it is true. However, who do you want to check on them? The government bureaucrats that run the organization that spits out people that have functional literacy rates of lower than or of 20% and sometimes higher in some districts. So what you're hoping for is that the fox will somehow protect the hen house.
And you know,
it's
Mark,
ridiculous.
You know, historically speaking, one of the great things that you can bring up to people is you say, look, if you're afraid that the private system would allow people to fall through the cracks, and that's, for some reason, parents' decisions need to be superseded by what you think is some insulating power of the majority of parents working through government bureaucrats who are unionized and have a much smaller incentive of really taking care of the kids and have all sorts of other incentives that have nothing to do with taking care of the kids, like we saw in these examples on the cheating on the mm-hmm. tests, then if you feel that way, then let's just bring up some historical examples for you, which, again, Sam Blumenfeld, terrific, the guy who John Taylor Gatto learned from him. Sam Blumenfeld is the guy. He's in his 80s now, and he quotes in his book, Is Public Education Necessary? There's a thing, and I've mentioned it before, is a thing called the Bullfinch Study. If you go to Boston, down in Copley Place, there's a place called Bullfinch Plaza or Bullfinch Place. Bullfinch was a guy who was around at that time. In 1812, they commissioned a study in Massachusetts because there was this battle that was starting to bubble up between those who wanted government education and those who did not. The Unitarian Church people at Harvard wanted this because they thought it would be a good way to make good national citizens, that sort of thing. They found that 96%, I think, of the children who were educated in Massachusetts, in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, through sixth grade, were educated privately. And if you look at the literacy rates at that time, the literacy rates were as high as they are today, and the quality of their literacy was higher. They understood words that kids today wouldn't understand even in college. So that is a clear disproving factor for those people who think that historically government has to be involved, otherwise the system falls apart in society.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think at their root, both sides want to impose their belief system on the other side, and they need to let it go. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want, Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This three-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial on in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Gard.
And Mark. Join us on our website. We've got a lot of features, and they're all free. Listening options, live streams, webcam, listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. They're all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com.
If you've got a family and you don't have a will, you're going to regret it. I mean, you're leaving your family open to having to deal with the government and trying to get your stuff that they've already got in the house. I can't even imagine what it's like. I don't do it to your family. Go to LegalZoom.com. It's LegalZoom.com. And put your will together. You can do it in, it's, I don't know, I think it took me 15 minutes. And it's fast and easy. Use code FTL. You'll save an additional $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com. I did it over there, and it was fast and easy. LegalZoom.com.
So I was speculating a little bit during the break, and I wanted to bring this speculation on the air. And I was trying to kind of turn the tables on the whole homeschooling phenomenon. Because typically, the I guess the stereotype of a homeschooler, and it's they're certainly not all like this, but the stereotype of a homeschooler is the evangelical Christian types who they have a very strict religious belief system, and that's not being taught in the schools, so they pull their kids out to teach them that. Now, I'm being very general here, and I think within the Liberty Movement, that is certainly not the typical.
Sure, I'm an evangelical, right. Liberty oriented person, and I hate what they're talking about in the school system. Hate what they're teaching. So
yeah,
right. You pulled your kids out not because of a religious aspect.
My child never.
Your
will.
Child.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you pulled you would have pulled Jack out, or you decided to not send him to the government school not because of religion but because of the government. And so within our movement, it's probably far more diverse as far as the homeschool types. So just being kind of general, the conservative types are more likely to be the homeschoolers. Is that you think that's a fair statement?
That
I don't know.
Absolutely accurate. Yes.
Okay. So I was thinking, well, what if the roles were reversed? Like in an area where somebody like Lyle, who called earlier, who was very concerned with things like homosexuality being taught in schools and things like that. What if people like in Lyle's area did get control of the school board? Let's say his efforts to round up some associates and go and take over the school board succeeds. And so they bring the Bible back into schools, and they ban all talk of sex and, you know, burn some books, whatever it is they would do. So they do that, and they therefore upset the progressives so much that, or the liberals so much, that the liberals decide, that's it, we're pulling our kids out. We're tired of trying to control the school system. We're outnumbered hopelessly at this point, and so we're pulling our kids out. We're going to homeschool. And so while they're homeschooling, of course, they have total control over the curriculum, and so there's no religion whatsoever unless they have to be religious. And, yeah, some liberals are religious. And so they've got their own religious curriculum, and they've got their own sex curriculum, and, you know, word starts getting out that these liberals are teaching their children fill in the blank, you know, whatever it is that somebody who is of a Christian evangelical.
And I can tell you that the liberals really hate the idea that the conservatives are out there homeschooling their kids.
Oh,
they
don't like that at all.
Hate it.
Right.
It makes
right.
them gnash their teeth and pull their hair that these people are out there, these backwards Unabombers, are educating their kids in the way they want to.
And they're constantly trying to get in there to the house and try to set the agenda.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So I'm just wondering, you know, what would it be like if the roles were reversed? And so the word gets out about the kind of education these homeschoolers are getting. When they could be in our government schools, they could be learning about Jesus, and they could be learning, you know, we could keep the word about sex away from them so they wouldn't soil themselves or spoil themselves or whatever they would do.
Or even more innocuously, let's say they weren't that, you know, extreme on the religious side. If there's certain things that, you know, we talked about off the air, if they were a group of gay parents who mm-hmm. were teaching their kids that it's okay to have two mommies and it's okay to have two daddies.
So you have to wonder, would the conservatives allow the liberals to have their homeschooling curriculum? Or would they all of a sudden come up with, well, we're not going to ban homeschoolers because we support homeschool, but we're going to have to take a look at your curriculum. You need to submit it to the
right.
school board.
I think they're authoritarians on both sides, and it's a continuum. Some people are more authoritarian than others. They believe that, you've got to at least keep an eye on these people, at least see what they're teaching, at least they're following some level of a real curriculum or whatever. I didn't get that impression from Lyle. You seem to be using him as an effigy of the conservative sorts here. I didn't feel that way when I was
No,
here.
That's I think Lyle might have had certain traits in that. But what's interesting there
is the
it's the wedge, whether the shoe's on one foot or it's on the other foot. It's the wedge of authoritarianism.
Right, because I think you heard that from Lyle, because he is not in power, and he, you know, he wants to be free from their power.
Yes.
But if you give somebody like Lyle, and anybody, us, 5 years ago, you know, you give anybody that power, and then they turn it right back around
Lyle
to wield it against the people.
I disagree. Lyle said that he didn't necessarily even believe in God, mm-hmm. but that from a legal standpoint, God gave people rights or whatever. So to me, Lyle doesn't sound like a conservative. Lyle sounds like a guy who has some level of a grasp of the ideas of liberty, and perhaps hasn't moved as far along the road to liberty as you have. Maybe, and someone may mm-hmm. argue that you've gone so far that you don't even know where liberty is anymore. So
yeah, I
just because he doesn't agree doesn't make you a conservative.
Right, I appreciate you trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But but what I heard there was some fear about, he said one thing and then he said another thing, and I think they were somewhat contradictory, the things that he was saying. Anyway, Carl, I interrupted you.
But I hear both of what you're saying, and I think that regardless of what his own motivation was or where he stands on the spectrum of liberty, the lesson that people often overlook in this battle over education is in bringing up, if the shoe were on the other foot, would they release their authoritarian beliefs, or would they embrace authoritarianism, as Marx says, because they fear that, well, we have to have some sort of standard.
Or their culture, their precious, vision of whatever
exactly.
they believe.
So they the conservatives are much more about culture than the liberals are. Liberals
are diverse. The liberals just don't use
liberals
the term.
Liberals say they're about diversity. They're not about diversity. They're about diversity of ethnicity. Diversity of thought, you will be squashed like a bug, swatted like a fly.
They just don't use the liberals just don't use that buzzword of culture. They're still interested in having their view of the world imposed upon others, Again, we're talking very generally. Obviously, there, as you said, Mark, there's a continuum in the spectrum.
But I think the key thing here, though, is to address this, as you say, to strike the root of this tree. What we need to do is say, folks, focus on that one kernel that you have that questions whether or not you would be comfortable in leaving your neighbor alone to come up with his own interpersonal, intersocial rules with other people, and to rule by reputation, and to have his own choice on how his or her, or the parents' children are raised and educated. And it is this one, camel's nose under the tent of fear that starts the whole system starting up again. Mm-hmm. And as much as they would like to control it and do with it, it will start to devolve and go in any direction, and it becomes authoritarian. It is authoritarian the minute you start telling people, these are the standards we're going to tell you to live by.
We keep going here with your phone calls about what you want. Coming up, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, we've got a webcam there, and it's free, so you just go to cam.freetalklive.com. Guard was pointing at it just a moment ago. You go there, you can watch, listen, and interact, because the webcam is on the same page as our chat room. So you can chat with other listeners at the same time you're enjoying the program, and it's all free. So go to cam.freetalklive.com and enjoy, and thanks.
To Memory Dealers. Yeah.
To MemoryDealers.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. It's MemoryDealers.com.
We continue with your phone calls. Greg is listening in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, y'all were talking about homeschool, and my wife and I homeschool our four daughters in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the meat of Oklahoma homeschoolers are evangelical Christians, and my wife and I are. But the main organization in Oklahoma, OCHEC, it's an evangelical organization, but the reason my wife and I are part of it really is because their main push is to keep government out of homeschooling, period.
That's good.
And I know a lot of people, and I've got a cousin that homeschools, and she's not evangelical. They're very liberal. But the push is still the same, to just keep government out of homeschooling, period. That's the whole problem with the public education. The government gets in there and screws everything up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, I think, at least in Oklahoma, can't speak for the nation, that even evangelical Christians don't want to meddle or don't want the government to meddle in a homeschooling period. So whether, you know, if you're teaching evangelical values or not, our desire is just to keep the government out of our lives to the greatest degree possible. So,
well, I think that what Ian was trying to speculate on, and that's really all he was doing was speculating. What would it be like if the conservatives were somehow in control of the public school system? Not really what would evangelical free evangelical homeschoolers do if they got in charge or whatever? Because I think that, you know, homeschoolers have already taken that first step. They've said, I'm checking out of the system. I'm taking personal responsibility for my kids. They're not the same as the authoritarian type that says, it's not my kids I'm worried about because they're handled. It's everybody else's.
Yeah, it's my neighbor's kids that I don't trust.
Those are the ones you hear about them. They hear, you talk to people. They say, well, my concern is for children. I vote for kids first, which really means I vote for government bureaucrats that, that propose programs for kids or whatever. It's really this murky thing.
You know, you guys just go ahead. Sorry.
I guess I'm speaking from my perspective. I guess I want to hope that if the tables were turned that that we would be smart enough to hold the same values. But I understand what you guys are saying. I'm an independent. I dropped the Republicans years ago because they're just basically the reverse side of the coin of the liberals and the Democrats.
You know, two sides of the same coin. Gard, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I was just going to say, you guys inspired me to think about something as we sort of, do a thought experiment here. Remember that story about the Arizona religious sect that they had accused this one particular guy of being involved with child abuse and so on and having sex with minors and things like that. They dropped the charges in Arizona.
Just recently, what's this? The one from the fundamentalists.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Warren Jeffs.
Yes. They dropped the charges?
Yes, they dropped the charges against him.
Oh, interesting.
And
look it up on startpage.com.
Yeah, I will.
And this makes me think, not necessarily about education, but it is all sort of under the same umbrella as we talked to you on the phone here. As we question whether or not if conservatives were posed with a situation where they thought that there was something that was happening that of which they didn't approve. Now, in this case, we're looking at a pretty extreme situation, whether or not teenage girls are being forced to engage in sexual relations with an adult. And that sort of, I think that sort of crystallizes the question as to whether or not people would trust in their social interactions rather than government. Now, we've all been brought up under the government system. And so it's very easy for us to say, wow, if there is real abuse going on, then the state should intervene. I have come to the position of if I believe that people are good enough to vote for a system that would supposedly protect people, even though it has all sorts of disincentives and can screw up things and the system in Arizona will continue and these people's lives have been utterly disrupted, I believe that through our social interactions we can come up with associations with people that would be just as strong in protecting children and educating children well without getting government involved. I'm just throwing that out there. It made me think of that as we talk about education and whether or not we conservative people would allow liberal people the same leeway they would like in homeschooling. I thought, I could see some conservatives not really liking what was going on in Arizona, too.
It just all depends. And, it's not fair to even really put them all in the same category because some conservatives are not the same as other conservatives and liberals are not the same as other liberals. So maybe some conservatives, the more authoritarian types, would absolutely grab that power. And in similar ways, the more authoritarian liberals are grabbing for that power, whereas the folks in the middle that just aren't so interested in controlling others wouldn't. So I guess it would all depend. It's the system that existing is going to always attract those who wish to wield it. That's true.
I think you guys kind of got it. It's kind of your definition of conservative. I consider myself what I would consider a true conservative, not a Republican style, authoritarian type conservative. So, when you were talking about that, it kind of reminded me of Waco a little bit too.
Yeah, we were talking about that off the air. Yeah.
Those guys, who really knows what was going on down in Waco? By the time anybody really had a chance to figure anything out, the government had already blown the doors off and burnt the people. And, there's no one left to talk about it, really. So I want to hope that our social interactions and things can take care of that. I think there's always going to be that balance where you have to have some form of government where the social interaction realizes there's a problem. If it's severe enough, then I think you've got to have some type of at least collective organization or understanding of how you're going to take care of that problem.
It's funny hearing a conservative
like
say that.
Children being molested or something, you know.
I would not propose to know what the future is. I wouldn't propose to be able to say that there will always need to be a form of government, because it seems like people are moving on a path towards more liberty as society continues to move along. So I'd be willing to go with you that it does. It seems unlikely to me in my lifetime that we will see a broad geographic area where people are entirely without what we call a coercive form of government today. I'm willing to go with you on that, but here's the way I kind of look at the Waco situation. Those people have removed themselves from society as best they could, and they were living in a different fashion. Now, they're living in a fashion that I find reprehensible if they're doing some of the things that they were accused of. And I don't know, because
right.
we don't know.
Right.
But the fundamentalist Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints mm-hmm. people that are in fact doing things that I find reprehensible, which is marrying off 13-year-old girls without much of a choice, mm-hmm. essentially into bondage slavery, it seems to me. However, these kind of things are going on in places all across the world, and I have no desire, and most people have no desire, to send B-2 bombers to carpet bomb places like Papua New Guinea, you know, where girls are, as soon as they, you know, are able to be a woman, they are a woman, and, you know, that kind of thing. And they're married off in arranged marriages and those kind of things. Exactly the kind of stuff that's going on in Texas, Arizona, and those kind of places with the fundamentalist Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints people. So I just assume it's a different society, and if they want to separate themselves that thoroughly,
I got nothing to do with
it.
Oh,
good. Yeah, I think that voting with your feet is really going to be critical as the idea of the coercive state starts to leave us. People should get together with other people who are of like mind. It'll reduce the conflict in general, and I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Greg, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI, toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site. So do enjoy those, and those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you. So dare to compare. Take a look at what Free Talk Live offers for free and see what those other guys offer after you pay them $7 a month. So enjoy over at freetalklive.com. Now then, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up in under 2 weeks' time, the 24th. So 10 days from now, the 24th through the 27th. And technically it really starts several days before the 24th, but nonetheless, it officially runs from the 24th through the 27th. That beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, Rogers Campground, right next to the White Mountains. Hundreds, so far over 500 people are registered for this event. And more are expected to just show up that weekend. Hundreds of people who are of a like mindset, people who love freedom, are coming together to the same place to enjoy each other's company, to camp out, to participate in activities, everything from family stuff to maybe not so family stuff. I guess it would depend on your family and what kind of things you are willing to teach your kids. So there's going to be a lot of fun to be had, and it is going to be, I think, an epic Porcupine Freedom Festival.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's put on by the Free State Project. It's done on a yearly basis. We were there last year and a couple of years before that as well. Free Talk Live broadcasts live every single night. So looking forward to seeing you there at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Go to porkfest2010.com to learn more, to get registered. It's still not too late. You've got right up until Porkfest to get in for the $25 registration fee. If you wait till the actual event, you have to pay $30. But so get your registrations in now. That way they'll have some idea of how many people to expect. And there are ways for you to get like share rides and join a caravan and kind of join the Porcupine Freedom Festival excitement before you even get to New Hampshire. So if some of the caravans are passing through your area, you'll be able to hop on board with those and have extra fun traveling with other like-minded
people. You could probably just hold a sign that says Pork Fest on
I don't know about that one.
Or something.
There are a lot of people going, but I wouldn't take that chance.
Either that, or you could hold one of those signs, American Recovery Act, you know, one of those big orange signs that they have up there where they're doing work on the highways where they don't really need to do any work, and they slow everybody down on the highway.
I haven't seen this because I don't get around highways
I have to
often.
Go back and forth up there all the time. My brother lives up there, and it's ridiculous. Wow. Not to get onto a different subject, but yeah, you could just hold up one of those American Recovery signs and then spray paint over an anarchy symbol and hold it and say heading north, and people pick you up.
One of the other things that you'll find at Porkfest is a lot of stuff that's happening maybe that's not necessarily on the official schedule. There's a lot on the official schedule, but some of it isn't. I don't know if this is on or not, but coming up at Porkfest, Chartarum original motion picture soundtrack by John Shaw, they're going to debut it And Think Twice Productions brings it to you, including tracks by Liberty activists Hannah Hoffman and The Nothing Project, as well as Scottish gangster rap Epic featuring Touchmaster J and User Mac Friendly. Get your copy at Porkfest, and you'll receive a limited Porkfest commemorative beer mug. Now, I've seen the design for the beer mug. It's kind of scary.
Is it Chartarum-ish?
Yeah, it is very Chartarum-ish. It's definitely in the theme of the film. So you'll only be able to get that beer mug if you're
at
Porkfest.
It's a horror film. So
correct.
It's a horror beer sign.
It's very horrifying. So you'll see it for yourself at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, porkfest2010.com. Let's talk to Zach in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zach. Zach in Minnesota on the amp lines. Do we have Zach? Going once? Going twice? Somebody's there. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
You're on the air, Zach. Go ahead.
Just wanted to talk to you folks real quick about videotaping the police. I was listening to you guys on podcasts, so it might be from a couple of people. I just wanted to talk to you guys real quick for everyone else who's out there. I've been listening to FTL for a while, and I at one time wanted to be a cop. I was going through the college courses and doing some training, and at one time I even worked with an agency getting some on-the-job experience. But now I have moved on, and I'm not pursuing that career anymore. But I still, these topics still kind of pique my curiosity. Have either of the three of you ever personally videotaped the police while doing Liberty Movement activities?
Oh, multiple times.
Yes.
I have not.
What is the reception usually?
Depends on where you are. If you're here in Keene, they're pretty cool with it. They are fairly used to the activists here being armed with video cameras. Occasionally, they will want you to move away from the scene beyond a certain point. That's occasional, but usually we can get in pretty close.
I did it very early on in the Liberty Movement here in Keene, and the reception was very poor. They hadn't gotten used to it at that point, mm-hmm. and it was the people early on that got them used to it that now they're, now it's no big deal at all.
Why do you ask, Zach?
Well, what got me thinking about this issue and why I called in was the story you played a couple days ago from Cop with the two gun enthusiasts, for lack of a better term, the ones who were in a city park and were harassed for no reason.
Yeah, they were open carrying, and the cops decided to throw them out of the park.
Yeah, and just the unprofessionalism of the police officer is what really caught me off guard.
He was the assistant chief of police.
I suppose I can understand on just a basic human level, the feeling of the invasion of privacy, even though we all know that they cannot reasonably expect privacy working in the public sector, but I can still understand their knee-jerk reaction to having a camera shoved in their face.
Well, now, wait a minute. I don't know if there was a camera on that scene. You're talking about the story where there were two guys open carrying in the park. The cops showed up and demanded they leave. There was audio from that, but I don't know if that audio was taken from...
I'm talking in general now, not about that... I only brought up that case to demonstrate that sometimes they're not always cooperative when it comes to video recording.
Certainly there
like
have been plenty of examples of this online where somebody pulls out a camera around a cop doing something bad and the cop turns their attention to the person with a camera and decides to go after them. So
what
certainly.
I don't understand is, do you actually think that these police officers actually presume some semblance of a sense of privacy when they're out there on the job?
Well, I think they forget for just a split second that they are working in a public sector job, and their personal feeling of privacy almost feels invaded, and they react, and now there's no turning back. Now they have to, otherwise they're going to be, flip-flopping, and they're going to look weak.
Mm-hmm,
so once they decide to be offended, there's
they
no turning
They got to take it all
back.
The way.
Right, right. That's an interesting take psychologically, And maybe as they see this happen more, they get used to it and they realize, hey, look, it makes them realize, we are always in the public eye.
Well, they know that they look better when they just allow the person to record as opposed to getting all up in the cameraman's face and making a fool of themselves and then having that go all over YouTube. They seem to learn their lesson fairly quickly, but it requires consistent effort on the part of the activists. We've seen that when the activists back down, when they're challenged by the state agents, that the state holds its ground. And the activists need to, if they want to advance liberty, if they want to advance the freedoms that they are supposed to even have from their the government's own constitution, they have to make the stand. And one of the areas the activists have not made that stand is in the video, using video cameras in the court lobby up here in New Hampshire. They have not really held firm on that one, and as a result, it is still banned, and they still threaten people over it. But if enough people were to go and disobey that one, they wouldn't be able to do anything.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to handle it.
So
has anyone been convicted of any sort of electronic surveillance in New Hampshire?
Not that I know.
They won't do that, because what they'll do is they'll get you for disorderly conduct or resisting or impeding an officer or something like that, because it's no longer just the issue of recording. Yeah. Once the police officer tells you, you must put that away.
And you don't do it.
I am the voice of God.
Yeah.
And then when you don't, clearly, you've disobeyed God, and you must be punished. And so, you know, there you go.
So that's what's in the midst of happening right now. If you listen to yesterday's show, the Sunday Internet Only edition with Curtis, Carla, and William, all three of them have been charged with various different things. William and Carla charged with wiretapping. So essentially, recording the video recording the cops. They were charged with wiretapping. Carla's charge has been dropped. So it's possible the county attorney could bring it back. So it hasn't been dropped with prejudice or something like that. I don't know all the legal terms, so I could be getting that wrong.
I suppose what I would ask the police is, what is the first line they say when they ask, can I search your car? You say no. What is the cop going to say? What do you have to hide?
Right.
I wonder if anyone has asked them that flat out.
They wouldn't answer.
But
if you did ask them, they certainly wouldn't answer. And so what's transpiring with William, they've dropped Carla's charges, I think maybe because they didn't want to go after a girl. But with William, who is facing the same charge, they've added charges to him. What you were talking about, Mark, where they added some of the nonsensical...
disorderly conduct.
Yeah, that and, crap. Yeah. I don't remember exactly what they added, but it was that kind of category of nonsense. And so they're probably likely going to drop the wiretapping charge down the line and pursue the other ones and get a conviction. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Zach. I appreciate hearing from you. Hour number three, although hopefully they won't get a conviction, because hopefully the activists will turn out in such a manner that will dissuade those folks. But we will find out. We're going to have some very interesting court cases a little later on this year. Coming up, hour three is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.